start with the elections today. And in light of that, I want to play a portion of the America Stands from February the 5th, I think was the date. It was the night of the night after the State of the Union Address, the day of the impeachment vote. And this is a portion, and you'll hear, mostly you're going to hear Hank Kuhneman, but some Pastor Greg and Pastor George were also on, not Pastor George, Pastor Gene were also on there. So it's going to just pick up in the middle. We don't have time, obviously, to play the whole thing. If you haven't watched that, it is on YouTube. I would encourage you to do that. It's only an hour. They say a lot. There's a lot of prophecy in that, and it's really good, and it'll bless you. So we're going to play a portion of that. Okay, yes, Lord, we'll do that. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time that we have together today. I thank you for each one of these who has taken their time to come out and pray. And Father, we just yield to you today. We believe that you are leading us and you are helping us and you are showing us the way that we need to go in prayer. We are your sheep and we follow you. And Father, we just thank you that you are moving in our lives, that you are helping us, that you're moving in the earth, that you're moving in this nation, that you're bringing about your purposes and accomplishing your plans, and that you are letting us work with you in that. And Lord, we are so glad and happy to do it. And so we just pray, Lord, over this time that you will help us to hear you, to obey you, and to pray with you. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Do this day who you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That's what I saw when she tore the paper. She made her choice.
Yeah.
And for her part, but
in a minute.
I'm a righteous American. I know what I am. I'm going to choose life. Jesus said in his coming judgment that he would judge the left from the right. The ones that are on my left, you'll go here. The ones on my right, you'll be welcome in. I don't believe that's a coincidence or an accident.
Yeah. No, not at all.
Because the left believes in murdering unborn babies.
Yeah.
The right doesn't. I don't believe it's a consequence, church. And it's time. You know, my family were Democrats prior and then became Republicans. But it's time that we choose not by party or skin color, but we've got to line ourselves up with the Word of God.
Amen.
That's right. That's a good word. Hank, what do we do? What should we do? You're speaking to a lot of believers out there tonight that are saying yes and amen. But what is their role from here? What is it that they need to do?
What is our role?
One of the most important things whenever God releases a prophetic word is it always needs to be mixed with prayer. Even the prophetic decree of Elijah that it wouldn't rain for, 3 years, it still had to be mixed with prayer. Obviously, we see that when his servant was sent ahead, when there was a sound that came of a cloud with the sound of abundance of rain. We have to not just hear the prophecies, the prophetic words. We need to decree them.
Yes.
We need to pray.
Yes.
Mix the prophetic word with prayer so that God's agenda can come to pass. Let me give you an example. When back in 2016, I believe it was, where the Supreme Court had ruled about same-sex marriage, really against traditional marriage, I had fasted for 3 days before the Lord. And I was asking him a question, and I said, Lord, you know, did you know that this was going to happen? Now, that was a dumb question. And for 2 days, I wasn't getting an answer, but because I was asking the wrong question. So on the third day, I changed my question. I said, God, what did you do when they lit up the White House, already knowing the outcome of the Supreme Court's ruling? Because history will tell you what happens when a nation begins to choose, against, for example, traditional marriage. I said, what did you do? Here's what he said. He said, when they ruled, I turned and I looked at the mercy seat and I remembered the blood of my son and of my covenant. And I have opened a window now over the United States and I have given this nation a mission of mercy. I am extending my hand of mercy to this nation now. So we have a choice. In Jeremiah 18, we need to pray and cooperate with God. This is why we've got to have the right perspective. If we keep speaking words of division, if we can't see spiritually, even politically, naturally, what God is doing, and we speak wrong, then what we're doing is we're empowering the enemy. For example, the media, the enemy uses it as the prince of the power of the air to raise up his prophets. Okay? The media perpetrates lies, gets the people of the land to begin to repeat those lies. Next thing you know, they begin to prophesy things that are contrary to God's agenda. Mm-hmm. So God releases prophets with heaven's perspective that oftentimes are different than what is happening in the trends or the culture, because it carries God's perspective. Let me give you an example. When Y2K happened back in 1999 and people were in fear and they were storing up and the proverb of the land was fear, 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 God spoke to me very clearly and he said to me that the spirit of fear is trying to cross the new millennial line ahead of the church.
Wow.
And he said, the enemy is trying to get the church in agreement with fear so that he could strike this land with terror. A year later, we had 9/11. Our nation has not been the same since then. You fast forward now, 20 years later, and the enemy is trying to divide the church, divide the nation, by getting the people to agree with the division that's being perpetrated in the newspaper, on the television screens, so that we will speak division, we'll talk division, we'll expect division. And so what we're to do is talk contrary. Talk unity. Mm-hmm. Like God said in the prophecy. I don't call it United States, even though it is. It's called United States. Why? Because God is uniting this nation. In fact, he gave a prophecy to prove it. In 2018, in September, God prophesied and he said, listen, I'm going to show this nation that I'm healing this nation, as 2019 will be known as the year of water and the year of extreme. And if you remember all the floods and things that took place in the United States, and they labeled 2019 as the year of extreme. And the prophecy said it would be a sign that God is in fact healing the nation. But let me read you Jeremiah 18 in regards to what we need to do and where we are in this nation of this window of mercy and this mission of mercy. God speaks to the prophet and he says in verse 7 of Jeremiah 18, if I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to pluck it up, to pull it down, and to destroy it, verse 8, watch this word, if that nation against whom I pronounce turn from their evil, then I will turn of the evil that I thought to allow to come unto them. Now look at verse 9. This is what I believe that we are at right now in this nation through this president and this administration. Why we need to look up, we need our perspective adjusted, like Mark 8 that I shared earlier, or Mark 6, where Jesus is walking on the water and a visitation of Jesus is coming towards them, but they mistake it and thought it was something evil rather than something good. In Jeremiah 18, it says, in what instance shall I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom? Watch this, to build it and to plant it. The Lord prophesied years in advance that he would make this nation. And then all of a sudden, the Trump campaign, that's their slogan. They obviously didn't know about the prophecy, but we have it documented. That's not just a nice political slogan. That's God's agenda.
Right.
That's why you're going to continue to see records being made, records being built, because God wants to do this nation, like Jeremiah 9 says, build it and plant it.
Well,
so I, matter of fact, Gene, I've got a prophecy, Hank, that you did here. Those of you that want to say, well, you guys are just saying this because you said it 2 weeks ago.
Right.
While this is going back. This is May the 21st, 2017 at Lord of Hosts Church in Omaha, Nebraska. For they will seek and they will continue to raise up a proverb, impeach, impeach, impeach. And I really don't believe we've heard the end of it, Gene.
No, I don't think so.
I laugh and I say to you that I did not put him in so that he would be taken out. I've spoken through this one to declare my saying that I would make America great again, and so it shall. And then again, here in October the 25th of 2017, by Pastor Hank, it says this, there shall be no removal or replacing, and this that troubles them shall only last for a season. Oh. So that was 2017.
So,
So in that scripture, Hank, what we're able to do is actually what you're saying is that we can pray for those that are in error here, correct?
Mm-hmm. We can pray and get in line with God and actually affect the destiny of a nation and future generations. God is desiring to bring mercy at this time. He's desiring to bring goodness at this time. And he's talking about how he's going to prove it. And one of the ways he's going to prove it is we're going to see records being made, records being broken that are going to be a sign. In fact, like I said, the very day that the acquittal happened today, the stock markets, record-breaking day. It's another sign that God's hand is upon this land.
Right.
He's honoring the covenants that were made. And he just needs his people to get in agreement. But here's what happened. In the last election, for example, they say 30 million evangelicals didn't even vote. The difference between today and the prophets of old, if Samuel got a word from God who the next king was, he could go and anoint him with oil. And they didn't have to be subject to a democracy and to a vote. So today, we are subject when God puts his hand upon a candidate, upon his agenda, we're subject to a democracy. We're subject to voting. So not only do we need to pray, but we need to vote. And we need to vote right. We need to vote with God's agenda. That which is going to be a friend of Israel.
Yes.
A friend of the covenants that God made with this nation, United States. Friend of the child in the womb. You know, just to name a few. I had a vision recently. Actually, it was probably about a year ago, where I saw something come at a high accelerated speed, and it hit this nation really hard, and I realized that it was a foot, and I realized that it was the foot of the Lord, and he moved it harshly to the left, and then moved it back to the right, and he said, "Who is on the Lord's side?"
Wow.
And he said, "They tried to impeach my servant Moses, and they're trying to impeach my servant now." And you think about that, there was 250 of the sons of Korah that rose up and tried to bring impeachment against God's man that he chose at that time in Moses. And what did the Lord do? Ground opened up, swallowed some of those up, and of course his fire came out of heaven. So we're in a very interesting time right now where the Lord is asking his people to be on his side. Vote righteousness. Mm. Stand for righteousness. You know, I was looking at one of the other prophecies, and I was thinking about, you know, some of the words that the Lord has said that I think are very significant, you know.
Okay, we're going to stop it there. There's a whole lot on there, so we're not going to take time to listen to all that, but I encourage you to do that. I just wanted to point out just a few things in that section about how we're just going to help us, guide us as we pray today. Some of the things that he said. That we have to mix the prophetic word with prayer so that God's agenda can come to pass. You know, his agenda should be our agenda. Whatever he is wanting to do, it should be what we're wanting to do. Whatever moves his heart should move mine. And so in order to bring that agenda to pass, then we have to, there's the prophetic word comes to do that, but we also have to pray along with that to keep that prophetic word in motion, to keep it moving, to keep it working out there and make a way for it. And so all these different prophetic words that we've heard, and we're going to look at Brother Copeland's here in a minute, we have to continue to pray. We need to pray and cooperate with God so that we will have the right perspective. And this is really interesting because if we don't, you know, we don't always know what we're looking at. We can think what we're looking at is a certain thing, but it isn't. And he refers back there to Mark chapter 6. Well, if you go back and read Mark 6, this is where Jesus was walking on the water. You know, it was early in the morning, the disciples in the boat, and they thought he was a ghost. They didn't see the right thing. They thought that which was the ultimate good was evil because they didn't see it right. They couldn't see it right. And so, you know what the Bible says about those who call evil good? And good evil, that they will have what? Trouble, woe, sorrow, pain, suffering. Woe unto those. So if our perspective is not right, we won't see right. We won't see the right thing, and we won't be able to pray right because we don't know it. Many years ago, I had a situation in my family that actually lasted for several years, and I, you know, prayed. And I thought it was this certain thing. I thought this is the problem with this situation. And one day the Lord said to me, "You don't even know what you're looking at unless I tell you." And I said, "You're right. I don't. Unless you tell me what I'm looking at, what it is that this is, I don't really know. And I don't really know how to pray unless you tell me." You know, there's some things in the Bible that, yeah, we can know how to pray about. But many things that need real change, we don't know. We don't know. And we have to have the Lord to show us, the Spirit to help us. God releases prophets with his perspective. God brings the prophetic word to give his perspective on the situation. And he talked there a little bit about public opinion, you know, media and all. He's talking about division. And, you know, I was reminded as I was studying this that Sister Jeannie Wilkerson said that public opinion is hell's intercession. That voice that's out there, that negative voice that just continually wave after wave of just, and now that we have it on so many platforms, you know, we've got, you know, social media, we've got the media, we've got all different ways that people, just any person can get on Twitter and Facebook and say anything. And so there's all of these different voices out there that are, and they're constantly just, you know, barraging the atmosphere with all this business. And so it has an effect. All that has an effect on people. It has a either negative or positive, depending upon where it originates from. And so a lot of that originates from the enemy. We have to talk unity because God is unifying. He's uniting this nation. He is bringing unity. Now, it looks like it's not. But he is working to bring unity. He's on a path to bring unity. And we have to keep that in mind when we hear all these things and see all these things, that God is working to bring unity. And we have to come into agreement with God. And then he mentioned this thing, who is on the Lord's side. And I want to go over and look at one of the scriptures on that in Exodus 32. Because I believe that that is the question in this election. That is the question. Who is on the Lord's side? I believe that is the central thing about this election, is who is on the Lord's side. And how we vote and how we pray and how we speak is going to determine who is on the Lord's side. I think that's the challenge that is before us in these days. And starting in verse 19, we're going to start with verse 19. And this is the chapter about the golden calf. 32, Exodus 32. When they came near the camp, Moses saw the calf and the dancing, and he burned with anger. He threw the stone tablets to the ground, smashing them at the foot of the mountain. He took the calf they had made and burned it. Then he ground it into powder, threw it into the water, and forced the people to drink it. Finally, he turned to Aaron and demanded, "What did these people do to you to make you bring such terrible sin upon them?" "Don't get so upset, my lord," Aaron replied. "You yourself know how evil these people are. They said to me, 'Make these people, make us gods who will lead us. We don't know what happened to this fellow Moses who brought us here from the land of Egypt.' So I told them, 'Whoever has gold jewelry, take it off.' When they brought it to me, I simply threw it into the fire, and out came this calf." Well, now he's flat lying right there. He didn't throw it in the fire and it became a calf. He made it for them. So, the thing I'm thinking about here is, what if he had said, "No, we're not going to do that. You're not going to do that. No." What if he had taken a position of leadership and said, "No, we're not doing that. You're not doing that." I believe it would have made a difference. At least I think some of those people would have said, "Okay, you're right. We're not going to do that." And I think that he yielded, like some of our leaders in Washington do when they get up there. They yield to that. They change. And because Sue and I, we've been up there many times with CUFI and in their offices on Capitol Hill with them. And they change. Not all of them do, but a lot of them, they get up there, they change, and they yield to that. And what do? They bring it on everybody that's everybody else. They allow it. Right? So we need people that are willing. We need leaders that are willing. When we look at leaders, we need people that are willing to take a stand, even if it means that everybody else comes against them. Right. We need to look for those who are willing to take a stand on God's agenda, on what is right. We know what's right. We're Christians. If you've been a Christian very long, you should at least have some inkling of what is right. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't be out there wondering, I wonder if homosexual marriage is right or wrong. I just don't know about it. No, you should know. If you've been a Christian very long, you ought to know, right? Yes. We should know. If we have a doubt about something, we need to get in this word right here. And if there are some, sometimes there are some things that are a little bit vague. Yeah. I remember years ago, I was a school teacher by profession for some years, not all the time, and I was substituting in an elementary school class, and on that day they were having this little health lesson out of this book that I had heard some really negative things about, that it was ungodly. And so I was looking at the lesson for the day, and it was really innocent, I thought. I said, innocent, innocuous, there wasn't anything bad in it. And I said, Lord, I don't see anything bad in this. I said, what's wrong with this? And this is what he said. He said, it's not based on the word of God. Anything that's not based on the word will not stand. Because it's not going to stand in those children's lives. Not based on the word. It wasn't necessarily bad. It just wasn't based on the word. So we need to know, we need to look for those people who are willing to take a stand for what's right, even if they're criticized for it. That's one of the ways that we will know. Not that just they talk it. Not just talk it. Anybody can talk. But they will do it. In the 2008 election, before the election that summer, when people were running and talking and da-da-da, and there were, ones that were, eloquent speakers, and the media was saying, oh, this one's such an eloquent speaker, and they're so wonderful. And I thought, well, yeah, they are, but they're eloquent speakers, but they're not speaking right. And the Lord just spoke to me. I didn't even ask him, but thank God he did. I appreciate it, Lord. He said, being president is more about making decisions than it is about making speeches. Yes. The person might not be a good speaker. They might not be a good debater. But that doesn't really affect you so much. It's the decisions they make. Yes. It's those decisions and the carrying out of those decisions that make a difference. Amen. It's not really them making it. Let me ask you, how many really speeches, great speeches, can you remember in our history? A very few. But the decisions. And so what you have to look at is look at what that person has done. What decisions have they made? What have they taken a stand on that they wouldn't move off of it? That will tell you a whole lot about that person, about whether they really are truly going to do what they do right. Because we want them to do right, not just talk right. Because if they just talk right and yet they don't do right, they're in disagreement with themselves. They're out of unity with themselves, and there's no power in that. Right. So we want them to do right. So we have to see that they're on the Lord's side. And the way that we can see that is, what did they take a stand on? Let's go ahead and read the rest of this. Verse 25. Moses saw that Aaron had let the people get completely out of control, much to the amusement of their enemies. So he stood at the entrance to the camp and shouted, all of you who are on the Lord's side, come here and join me. And all the Levites gathered around him. So he took a stand. Moses took a stand on that. And he said, okay, if you're on the Lord's side, you get over here. I mean, they had to do something. They couldn't just say, yeah, I'm on the Lord's side. They had to move over to the Lord's side, right? They had to make a decision And then they had to get over there. Mm-hmm. And all the Levites did, but there was a whole bunch of people, obviously, that didn't. Moses told them, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Each of you take your swords and go back and forth from one end of the camp to the other. Kill everyone, even your brothers, friends, and neighbors. Mm-hmm. The Levites obeyed Moses' command, and about 3,000 people died that day. Well, now, I'm not advocating that you go out and kill a bunch of people.
Right.
Obviously, we're not going to do that in this dispensation. But I'm sure there was a reason. You know, they had to keep that race pure so the Messiah could come. Yeah. And there were drastic measures that had to be taken to do it. But we know that the Lord knows who's on his side and who's not. And he knows how to deal with them. He knows how to deal with them. It's very interesting. I heard Bernie Sanders yesterday or the day before, and I went, he said something along this line. This election is about whose side you are on. And I thought, oh, my word. Because the Lord had already been talking to me about who's on my side. This is about who's on my side. And I went, oh, my goodness. He's sort of getting something here. Now, he's not getting it maybe the right way, but maybe he will. Maybe he will. Because it is about whose side are you on. I mean, it's no more a time when we can just say, well, you know, the middle of the road is kind of okay. No, it's not. It's not. The middle of the road is the best place to get run over. You can get squashed in the middle of the road. But I'm going to look at Brother Copeland's prophecy real quick, because he's talking about this as being the year of political change. And it says, those politicians who refuse my call to unite and become the United States of America and not just America, those politicians who refuse to listen, those politicians who continue the pathway of hate, I will remove them from their place, and I will remove their influence from the record books. I will remove their candle in their families. I will remove them from office and put someone in there who will. That's a lot of removal. Remove them from their place, remove their influence from the record books, remove their candle and their families, remove them from office and put someone in there who will. Wow. It will be days of political change, great victories and great defeats, for the spiritual enemies of God and his people shall be crushed. Spirits, not just flesh and blood, not flesh and blood. But there are those on both sides of the political divide who refuse to listen to the Lord Advocate General of the Church. Their dreams shall be dashed, their desires shall be wounded, and they will be removed from their offices and replaced, some by the ballot, some by tragedy, and some who in despair will quit and go do something else. This is my country, saith the Lord Jesus. It was founded by people who love me for the sole purpose of their love and desire to worship me and to worship the Almighty God, and I will never forget that. So this is a year of removal and replacement. But the Lord knows how. He knows who, because we don't know everybody's heart. The Lord knows how, who, and he knows how to remove those people. And we just have to believe that, you know, that he's going to do that, however he chooses to do it, because we don't know what's the best way. He knows the best way. We don't know, because he knows the hearts of people. I want to talk just a minute about what Mr. Kuhneman was talking about, Pastor Kuhneman was talking about our getting an agreement. And I want to talk about the power of agreement for just a minute. So let's go to Matthew chapter 18. Then we're going to pray here and talk about this just a little bit. If I can find Matthew, I'm sure it's in here. Matthew 18, 19. Jesus speaking, I also tell you this, if two of you agree here on earth concerning anything you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you. For where two or three gather together as my followers, I am there among them. And that agreement there is a word that means harmony or a symphony or a unity of sound. A unity of sound. We come together in the same sound, in one accord, not just a mental agreement so much, but more of a that sound, that this unity. We come together in the unity of sound, and there's power in that to affect change. There's power in that. And then I want to look at, I just want to give a couple of examples. Let's look at Romans 10, 9 and 10. This is interesting. Let me ask you this. How did you get saved? What brought the power that saved you? The words of your mouth. You agreed with God that Jesus is Lord. Let's look at this in Romans 10. And that message, the word of faith message, is the very message about faith that we preach. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Now, your King James says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Confess means, in that verse, it's the Greek homo legeo, and it means, homo means same, legeo or lego, it's actually lego, means word, I mean speak. It means speak the same. It literally means to speak the same thing, to assent, to accord, to agree with. So when you say, I confess with my mouth, that Jesus, that the Lord Jesus. You're confessing that Jesus is Lord, right? And you're believing. You're coming into agreement. You're coming into line with God, what he's already said, what he's already done. He's already said Jesus is Lord. He's made Jesus Lord. And you're coming into agreement and aligning yourself that Jesus is Lord, and you're believing that God raised him from the dead. So you are, of course, we know we're saved by grace through faith. But the action of it is that we agree. We say the same thing about it, Lord, that you say that Jesus is Lord, that you raised him from the dead, and we believe that. And that's the action that precipitates your salvation. Does that make sense? All right, now let's say we mess up. Let's go to 1 John 1:9. I know I've messed up much. I hope you haven't. Thank God for the grace of God, or we would all be hopeless and helpless. And then this, and I'm reading from the New Living, 1 John 1:9, and you're familiar with it. But if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. Confess here is that same word, homologeo. And you know, this is what the Lord showed me about it. If you don't agree with it, that's okay. But this helped me. You know, because we think of confess when we say, well, you know, we confessed. We think of an admission of wrongdoing. You know, he confessed to the crime. He confessed, I confessed myself. An admission of wrongdoing. But that's not really what that word, say the same thing, means. It means that if I sin, I come into back, if I sin, I'm over here and I'm out of line, right? Here's God over here and I've stepped over here. So I'm out of line, right? It means that I come back over here and I say, I agree with you, Lord, that sin. I call that sin. I did that, but I call that sin. And now I'm coming back up and I'm saying the same thing about it you do. I'm saying it's sin. And I'm coming back into agreement with you and I'm turning from that. Isn't that good? And so you and you're stepping back into agreement. It's coming back into agreement with your salvation. That you're and there is such power in that. There is great power in that. Yeah. And you know, one of the things I've learned is that you have to take a stand even against your own flesh.
Mm-hmm. You have to.
You have to. If you don't, it'll run over you. You know, your flesh is like a 2-year-old child. Mm-hmm. It'll climb up the curtains, run across the countertops. Yeah. It'll do whatever you let it do. Yeah. And you have to take a stand against that and say no. Jesus is Lord, and we will not. You will not do that. You will not do that. Because Jesus is our Lord, and we will not bow our knee. I will not bow my knee to that because I have bowed to him. And, of course, you know, we're going to miss it. But we can get back in line. We can get back in the alignment by just agreeing with God. That is sin, and we're coming back. You know, sometimes I think we think about confession of sin as, yeah, Lord, I'm a low down, no good, sorry dog, and I did all of that, and I'm sorry. Well, I understand why people do that, but that's not really the power that brings you back into the alignment. It's the agreement with him that brings you back. And so in light of all that, it's important for us to agree with God's agenda. We need to know his agenda, and we need to agree with God's agenda. We need to come into agreement with it. We need to speak it, and we need to act on it. And let's go look at really quick at Psalms 107:2. Thank you, Jesus. Excuse me? Psalm 107:2. The Lord's been talking to me a lot the last few weeks about redeemed, about being redeemed, about all he did in redemption. It's been such a blessing to me. Thank you, Jesus. But Psalm 107:2 says, well, I'm going to read it in here, then I'm going to say it how it is in the King James. Has the Lord redeemed you? Then speak out. Tell others he has redeemed you from your enemies. And now the King James says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Amen. So when we are the redeemed, right?
Yes, we are
the redeemed. We need to say so. And, you know, we say so in a lot of ways. We say so by agreeing with him, by supporting his agenda, by obeying him, by speaking about him, by giving him praise. By saying that we are the redeemed, when the enemy comes against us, no, you can't do that to me. I am the redeemed, and I am delivered from the hand of the enemy. Now, he's going to try. I'm not going to tell you he's not going to try. He's going to try to come against you. And if you'll put up with it, he'll keep doing it. He'll keep doing it. As long as you put up with it and don't take a stand against it, by faith, he'll keep at you till he destroys you, if you let him. But you don't have to. You can say, no. No. We're not doing that. You're not doing that. Get out of here in the name of Jesus. I won't say that. That's not very nice. Anyway, I mean, this is something I say to the devil sometimes, but it's not something that's maybe I need to share. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But we need to remember that we are the redeemed. And we have something. Here's the deal. If you are the redeemed, you have something to say. I don't care if you're the littlest redeemed person, which there's really not one. You have something to say about the plan of the enemy in the earth, and that plan, that word is no, you're not. You're not going to do that here. Not in my house. Not in my family. Not in my nation. No, you're not going to do that here because we have authority here. As the redeemed, we have authority. But if we don't say, and we say in the elections, we say by our vote. We say by our vote. And you heard what they were saying, that 30 million evangelicals did not vote in the last election. Shame for people. That's shame. It's terrible. Because if every evangelical would vote in every election, would vote right, we would win every election because there's enough of us to do it.
There is.
And there's no reason why we should not do that. Voting, praying and voting is the two easiest things you can do to ensure the freedom and prosperity and blessing on this nation. But yet many people do not see the necessity of, because they are the redeemed, they don't see it. And we need to see it. Let me put it this way, we must see it. It's not like an option anymore. It is not an option anymore. If we do not take a stand and elect people who will take a stand, then we must do it. Then there will be no stand. It's really on us. We are the salt and we are the light. And if the salt loses its savor, what did Jesus say? It's good for nothing. And salt preserves, salt brings flavor, and salt cleanses, purifies, makes you thirsty, and also irritates sometimes too. So, you know, sometimes we need to irritate some things. So, we just need to be aware. In these elections, I believe the most important point is this: who is on the Lord's side, and who will take a stand. And you know, President Trump has many things, says some things that I wish he didn't say, sometimes. But he has taken a stand. It's amazing to me, I have to say, he has taken a stand on the Lord's side. He was the first president to attend the March for Life.
Yeah.
First president in our history. He was the president who moved the embassy to Jerusalem.
Yes.
Even though the law had been on the books since like 1995, nobody would take a stand and do it. They had this waiver, and every year they every wave it, you know, to the next year, to the next, to the next. They wouldn't take a stand. He did. He suffered much criticism for it.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Much criticism. Oh, you started World War III. Oh, it's going to be World War III. Oh, it didn't happen. That didn't happen.
If it was nothing more than abortion.
That's right. That would be a...
If it was nothing more than...
That's right. That's right.
There shouldn't be one Christian that didn't vote for it.
That's right. That's right.
That was born again.
That was born again. That's right.
That was born again.
That's right. Because that is... One of the chief thing of God is life.
Yes, life.
Life. And there's not any situation, there's not any life that he doesn't value. There's not any person, no matter how sinful they may be, or no matter how sick they may be, or disabled they may be, right, or whatever, there's no life that is not valuable to him.
Because we all sin.
Yes.
Fall short.
Yes.
But just that.
Just that. Just that. And so I think what our prayer needs to, where we're going to start anyway, is really my prayer is for the church, for the people of God to rise up and take hold and say, you know, and say enough. We are not having this in our nation. And to not be a part of the problem, but to be a part of the solution by seeking the Lord. Because that is the only answer.
Amen.
That is the only answer. Only the Lord. But with him, nothing is impossible. All things are possible with him.
My.
Hallelujah. The worst, the most vile person that you can think of, it's not too hard for him. The most difficult, complicated situation is not too hard for him.
Nope.
He can unravel it just like that. But we have to be cooperating with him. Back during the Iraq war, when it was going badly and the second George Bush was in office, the Lord said to me one day, if George Bush would do right by Israel, I could solve this situation in Iraq just like that. But he didn't do it. We prayed for him to, but he just never did do it. But he's out. Other people are in, and God's still working on it. God's still working on the doing it right.
Yes, he is.
He's still working. And the prayer wasn't forgotten. George Bush didn't do it, but others are doing it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, you know, sometimes we don't always understand what we're praying for. We don't see the whole line of time that goes out there and to all the people that we don't even know about, that we're just saying this little prayer, what we think is, or maybe just we think it's for one person, but it's going out there. And it's moving, and it's touching, and it's working.
Amen.
And I just want you to know that every prayer, even the smallest one you pray,
every
is of great value and importance. Even the one you pray in your house by yourself is of great value and importance. And many years ago when, how many of y'all remember Pastor Gina? Just a few of us. She's been gone for a long time now. But back when she was the prayer pastor person then, and she was extremely powerful in prayer, like Miss Iva is, Holden is, and then Pastor Terry, of course, is. And then I was driving home one night from church, and I heard in my spirit voices in our church, and they were saying, this is what they were saying, I can't pray because I can't pray like Pastor Terry or Pastor Gina. Well, they weren't trying to intimidate people. They were trying to help people to pray. But, you know, the devil will use anything to try to keep you from doing.
Yeah.
And then I heard the Lord say, that is a lie. Even the smallest child can pray. Even the smallest child can pray.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
So every prayer, even the little prayer, Lord, help President Trump today.
Amen.
Help President Trump today.
Yes.
Bless him today.
Help him.
Bless his family today.
Yeah.
Keep them safe today. Help keep Israel safe today. Bless the Jewish people today. Those are good prayers. Those are good prayers. Because you have authority. We have authority. The smallest child who's born again has authority. Pastor Gina used to say, we're like an infant with an Uzi. We can mow them down. You know, we don't always know. So we just, you know, we endeavor to follow the Lord the best we can, but don't negate, Pastor, I think it's Pastor Terry that said, never negate the power of a simple, never underestimate the power of a simple prayer.
Yeah.
So we always need to remember that. And don't let the devil come and tell you it doesn't matter. He's just trying to get you off his back because you're on it if you're praying.
Uh-huh.
Praise God. We want to stay on it and keep our foot on it in the name of Jesus. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
So, we're going to pray. Father, we just thank you today for this precious privilege of prayer. I thank you for these dear people. We come into agreement with you, Lord, about your agenda in this nation. And Father, we lift up that agenda, the agenda of life, the agenda of support for Israel, the agenda of blessing of people, of safety and protection, the agenda, Lord, of all that you, of Aledas, the righteousness. Father, we lift up that agenda in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that every Christian's heart will be filled, that all of our hearts will be filled with the knowledge of your agenda, will be filled with the knowledge of you, will be filled with what is right about life, about Israel, about righteousness, about moral values, about family. Father, that our hearts will be filled with that. And that when we go to vote, that we will vote for those who we believe will not just talk about these things, but will take a stand on these things in Jesus' name and for these things in Jesus' name. And Father, I lift up every Christian in this nation, every born-again person, Father, everyone across this nation, all of the millions, Lord, who claim to know you, that every one of us, Father, we will be very, very a little sakamana committed and dedicated to voting in this election, to saying, talking about redemption, that we will be very that we will be devoted, Father, to you and to your cause in Jesus' name. And that we will vote that way and we will speak that way and we will come into agreement with you, Father God, about what your agenda is in this nation. Father, we pray. Yeah, I see it, Lord. Lord, raise up the prayers now. Raise up the prayers now in every congregation, in every church, in every synagogue, in every ilerosta kamanashte, place where Christians meet, Lord. Raise up the prayers. Ishundararase komenante. Idole kamane nenise tomba. Delebe kenisho kandale kibinde. Dorone kibishe kandale veneto. Zingo dalabe nenisho. Yeah. Iloraste kone manashte tile kamane nishtonde la rasa. Donde la rasa, 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 kuna mashteka. Onde la sindo la riso kena mani nosa. Ida kobani nene niso kana mana. And go higher. We go higher now. And we go higher now in de la resonga dale boshta. And we call every Christian. We release the voice of God to every Christian. We release the voice a little seka. We release the call to pray in the name of Jesus. Over these elections in Jesus' name. We release that call to pray. We release the moving of the Spirit in prayer. The Spirit of prayer is upon these elections. We call for the Spirit of prayer upon these elections in Jesus' name. Ere disto kama nashendole kaniso tori kebeno.
Delore camine in esso care che bene con se talabe che nene nostra. I sonne na nasse camana sonde da labe ne so che dele che bande. Delere combe na nasse che re camane no se candare che vindo. I dori a sedere venisce conde. Deliba no se cone camane ne so che dalle biste cote. I dose delibo na shange da laba ya ya. We release the spirit of prayer. We release the spirit of prayer upon these elections in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. I sonde la se cote basa. We release the spirit that brings agreement. The spirit that brings agreement with you, Lord. The spirit that brings lines up with you in the name of Jesus. Stacy, would you come, please? Miss Charlotte, would you come? Sue, would you come? Ande le sonde da laba ne sonde da labi ni secondare di santa.
Arabasorra batarara basoria da da besi. Arabasorra batarara da basocra da 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 basa.
Odare da sonde da labe ne sonde da libe lo shera. I sonde la bani ni sonde da labe ni ni shokana mana seconda ya. I sonde la le shokare banani gobrane ki shekone mane dosada. Yes. I do branse kore kamane ni sodala. Sonde la bose kone nani seconderata. Yes, I sonde la beni sonde da la beni ni shokandare benero. Benore, beniste da brane ki ni shokandare di stotana. I dele beni shokandare ke mene ni sodala bana zonde. Bane zonde, bane liro ko shanga da bana seconda. Bane la seconda la bose. Yes, yes, yes. 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 Yes.
Say, say. Oh, say. So say. Say,
No, skaa libibies ko o kechando ruska arachan mo ski i kikishana ko osan. There was laka son da daski i si kikishan mo ski i si kiko osan di mamas ki deshano ka son mo ska a and there will be si ka son da daski mo no ski i si kiko kushan bo ski i si Kikishalababaski. If my people will pray,
yes,
that it is so simple.
Yes,
it is so simple.
Yes,
if my people will pray,
yes,
you do not have to be perfect to pray.
Thank God.
None of us are. If my people will humble themselves and pray,
yes,
which we do, but and just. We need to pray.
Yes.
It's a time we need to pray.
Yes.
And I cannot believe what's going on with this pandemic. People are calling this in, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah, you're right.
It is ridiculous. So we're just. Am I out of place here?
No, go right on.
But this is ridiculous. We do not have to walk in fear or be in fear.
That's right.
We are children of the living God.
Yes. Yes.
With the election and with our lives, we are victorious.
Yes.
There isn't one thing in the Word that He hasn't covered for us. So let's just pray about all of this that's going on right now. It is time for us as prayers to just stand. And everybody's a prayer that's born again, by the way.
That's right. That's right.
If you're born again, you're a prayer.
That's right. That's it.
You are a prayer.
That's right.
Okay, I just got a little preachy there. Ola bababaski is the kikishanoko osan. Bababuska arashila bababiski is the kikishan. We win. Ola bababuska arashinda diska odashala bababaski isan. Father God, we want to lift up our pastors.
Yes.
We want to lift up Kenneth and Gloria Copeland,
yes,
our prophet, Father God. We want to lift up Israel. Oh, Father Lord, if we will pray for the peace of Israel, that alone we will be blessed.
Yes.
That's a promise. You made that in your promise. No weapon formed against us will prosper. And every voice that rises up, you yourself will take care of it for us. Father God, oh, Lebababaski, what an honor to be your child.
Yes.
Oh, la bababaski ithikikishan. And just, you know, when we're children, we just let our folks take care of us. God wants to take care of us. He asks us to do a few things. He asks us to renew our souls, which we're all doing. But just pray. And right now, it's so important we pray, you guys. Oh, la bababaski ithikikishan. No, la bababaski ithikikishan. Oh, la bababaski ithikikishan.
Ibre konen ashta. Ele boshe sondo do do nero toro borra bande de beshe sondo. Hila mai andaro korra bande de beshe sondo. Tele berande da da bo kale be nere beshe sandaya. Tele bendoro kando le bendoro borre
rebeco romande le meyote tilabora ba ayande de roboche sangaya ta tone le bonne le roboco bamba ingola banda una bore be hele be se sande ele bode le roboche le bore bi kande la no de kande che sonto ile bendo roborra ba haya hala no cole be andaro tele be no kache sonto do che le be kana ile bondo de le borro core be hache sonto do de le na mandera toro borro care be che se to do core be kandara ele bodo de le be yo do de le borro core mande hala bandoro do bo che sonto de le be no do de le be cora ba baya hala bandoro do borre be haya hala botale ne to de le bae ile bendo do cole be tarbe cho se hele be che sa yanda yando do bo ele borre be be anoro bone andara no ma kai na do de le be to de ile bende do 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 te la bota le me ko che so to te me ala te le be to de borre be ko ko kama ha ya na na ne no te te le bo che che so ko da ba ra ba ala bandere do te ile be do te me ko ta la borre ba ha ya ndere de be ko ile bonde le do borre be ko no de be che se to do borre be na tan do lo de be ai na no ko ko ba ka ya ele bo te le be ro bo 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 ka ya ndara ro bo ele me che sandai o che so yo ye se se no Yes, I ando no leba. O she say yanda no lo borre ba kandara. Ando ro borre be ka ro bo she se katara ba haya. El borre de ro bo she se kan bo ke meka. O tene be to ro borre be ko ko la manda tanda yanda ro do be ala. Nana no mora borre be ka yo te she se el borre ba 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 ha. O she se na don de le be to le be to le be to ro ba kanada ya. O te le be to re bo she se ho ko ko bo bo para be ta me a ayana. So hola be cura be adanda yando de oye de moche se ya te robo rebe jotara bajaya era boche so tote le boca rabando rebajaya el bote le borrebe jala boche se canda ropa ande tore be coña be tore be ropa haya de baca tore bobo poda bambe boco bajay Ay, no moche se casa. Oche se corobore beja y adorobore beja. We say yes to righteousness. We say yes to righteousness. We say yes to righteousness. Righteousness. Halabo coche seca moca la bandera. We say yes to your righteousness. O coño mote le bendo te le bebo copa hayanda. Ele mote le bendo do borrocane. Ele bendo de nabaya. O teneto te le borra bahaya. Oh, we command the light, the light, the light of the word of God, the light of the love of God to come forth like never before. Light be. Light be in the elections. Light be in our nations. Light be in our country. Light be in our church. Light be in the prayers. Light be. Oh, your light is here. And we are standing on the right side, the light side, and the White House is the lighthouse. Ora berrema halabonde nenko kande be wo boka ba ya ya. Oh, she say kote, we say so. Oh, the boy she say we are the redeemed, and we say so. Ela bode me kokote na bote le be ho ho ke ya ya ya. O tele borre be hala boche sandara. Toro borre ma kadara borra bakan. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Ela boche satandoro koka.
Olera se come nana kara.
Very good. Let me say one thing. I'll hand it over to you. What she just said there, if you caught it, we are the redeemed and we say so. I saw something about that I've never seen. I've always thought that about we say so. I say I'm redeemed. No, we are the redeemed and we say so out there. We say redeemed out there. We say so you are redeemed. So that is redeemed. So this is redeemed. We impart that redemption in situations. Praise God. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for that.
Thank you for that, Lord. Here you go, Susie.
Yes. Ooh, that was a great revelation.
Yes.
Speak out that redemption.
Speak out that redemption. Speak out that redemption.
Righteousness out there. We throw it out.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Very good. Praise God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead. Whatever.
Esther, that's right. As Esther was speaking, in tongues, what I was seeing is, and everything that you have said about speaking and praying out there.
Yes.
You know, it's what I was getting from her tongues was to study to show ourselves approved.
Yes.
Because praying is really easy.
Mm-hmm.
You
yes.
know, we yeah. seem to think it's hard, but God made it easy.
Yes.
He gave us His word.
Mm-hmm.
All we have to do is speak it out mm-hmm. loud.
Yes.
His word is a prayer.
Yes.
All we have
yes.
to do is
That's
speak
right.
His word
That's
and
right.
put it out there
That's
in
right.
the atmosphere.
That's right.
Say
That's
it
right.
out loud.
That's right. That's right.
I remember Iva telling us probably 3 or 4 years ago that as we speak our words, they have a radius of more than 400 miles around us.
Mm-hmm.
And as we speak that word, it's going that far.
Yes.
You know, the media is putting all this garbage out there. We need to put
yeah.
the word out there to combat
we need
that.
To counteract it.
Erase
counteract it.
It.
Counteract
exactly.
it. Yeah.
Don't agree with them. Just erase it mm-hmm. with the word.
Yeah, that's what he was talking about. Hank Kinnaman was saying we need to speak contrary to what they're saying.
Exactly.
We need to speak against that, opposite that. We need to speak the word. We need to speak unity. We need to speak life. We need to speak light.
Yes.
We need to say so.
Say
we
so.
We need to not just wring our hands and say, oh, isn't this bad? We
no.
And we just sort of don't need to come into agreement with it. We need to speak, you know, even if you're in your house and your television's on and they say it, you can say, no.
No.
No. No. No. Many years ago when Saudi Arabia came up with a peace plan for Israel, and it was a bad plan. And, of course, my prayer group, Israel prayer group, we were alive then and praying, and we were praying against it and all, you know, all that. But the Lord said to me, every time you hear that on the television, you turn to that television and you say, no, Jerusalem will not be divided. Jerusalem is one city. And talk back to that. Speak contrary to what the devil's saying. And so many times, and we've all been guilty, I've done it many times, we just say, oh, yeah, that's right. You know, it's a big mess. It's a la-da-da. Instead of saying, no, no. So that's a really good revelation for today.
Mm-hmm.
As we're going into these elections,
yeah.
that we need to say so.
Yes,
Amen.
Say so.
Amen.
And another thing that Esther said was the White House is
the
lighthouse.
Yeah.
And I know I had heard you say that before, too.
Yeah, Hank Kinnaman.
But if you stop and you think of a lighthouse on the coast of a country,
mm-hmm.
it warns people coming.
Right.
Danger, danger.
Danger, right. Don't hit the rocks.
Don't hit the rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and with Trump being in the lighthouse, he is beaming that light out
mm-hmm.
there, you know. And you kept saying light,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
light be. In Hebrew, it's Yehi-Or.
Mm-hmm. Yehi-Or. And it's strong in the Hebrew.
Yes.
You know, the King James is a little bit weak. It says, let there be light. But the Hebrew is strong. It's Yehi-Or.
Yes.
Light be. It's strong.
Yes.
It's strong. It's
mm-hmm.
a command. It's not just let there be light. It's light be. It's very strong.
Yes. And those lighthouses on the coasts of our nation, they are strong.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just a little flickering
yeah, it's a
candle.
Big spotlight.
Mm.
They are strong, and they have these, I forget what you call them, it's like prisms
mm-hmm.
around them. So as the light shines through it, it even goes further
mm-hmm.
and is magnified
mm-hmm.
even more.
Mm-hmm.
So it is Yehi-Or,
yes.
not just light be.
Yes.
It is really penetrating
yes.
the darkness, penetrating the fog. And so with Trump's stand of righteousness, he is penetrating the confusion.
That's right. That's
he
right.
is penetrating
yeah.
the
mm-hmm.
fog in people's
mm-hmm.
mind,
yeah.
the deceptions,
yeah. mm-hmm.
because they're seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
They're seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can need to continue holding him up for his strength
yes.
so he can continue to put that light out there
mm-hmm.
and praise God for his tenacity.
Yes.
You
yes.
know,
God.
Praise God for that.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
I think of Genesis 1. It was dark and void.
Yep.
Light be. we can still say that same,
that's right,
the same
in every
light
dark thing,
be
to every dark thing. Amen. Yeah. Amen. 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 Thank y'all. Well, let's just keep on going. We still got a few minutes. Yes, ma'am.
While Stacy was praying, come. I had an interpretation. That's okay.
Mm-hmm. So while Stacy was praying, I got some revelation on interpretation. It said, "Travel the high." The Lord was saying, "Travel the highways and the byways, roads of traveled prayer, traveling mm-hmm. prayer, roads of prayer, to and fro, roads, 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 and more roads." I'm opening more roads, more
praise
roads,
God.
More roads.
Oh, praise God.
He said, "It is traveling, and it's traveling." And then I saw a vision, and it was a large road, and this road of prayer, it was leading to the mountain. And so the Lord was saying, all these roads of prayer are leading to this one mountain.
Praise God.
Oh,
praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, Father in heaven, we thank you for that. We thank you for all the roads of prayer that you're building right now in the hearts of your people. We believe, Lord, that these roads are built in every Christian, in this, to the from the youngest to the oldest, from the smallest to the greatest, that every Christian, Father, every born-again person, they're getting their road of prayer right now in Jesus' name so that they can seek you, so that they know that they can ask you for the simplest thing or the greatest thing in Jesus' name. And so, Father, we ole rasindo la braste kendore mine gonda. We demo na listo kanda. Yeah, we demo. There's some demo. We demo some things and we build some things. Ilori komaste de lemo ni shonde la braste kiri kabande. Father, we tear down people's wrong thinking about prayer, their wrong beliefs about prayer, that it's too hard, that it's too complicated. And we lift up, Father, your simple words about prayer that we just pray. That we just ask you, that we just make a request of you, that we just come to you. And Father, that ile roste komani ninishte kombani le broste, and dali bisto kandali bene neronsa, edemro nishto kandali, yes, I see that, lore ashindo la rasa, idole bashingo dalibo kenendo, dilombe nanase kendile bonore kendo, ilore isonde la bristo kandame ninoshta. We lay those paths, Lord. We lay those roads. We build those roads in Jesus' name to pray for these elections, to pray for this nation, to pray for the body of Christ, to pray for Israel, to pray for righteousness in this nation. Ilot se talibisto kandemre ne noste konda. Idemro kanidile keboni kire dembo. Dironi kaninisto kandale kemedosta. Isendo li roste kamani ne noste kana. Izone la rasa kire bani kira. Idebro ni sonde la rasa. Idose kanine la rasa. La rasa ishonde la rasa mada. Ivonde la bani gose. Yes, Lord. Yes, I see it. Indole bani so kani monse gore. I domre noste dolebana. I sinda labre noste conde. I dobre noste de la bonsa. I am setting it in place. I am setting these things in place. I am setting them in place. Ishonde la rasa. I am setting them in place for such a time as this. I am setting them in place for such a time as this. I'm setting you in place. All you in this room, all the prayers, I'm setting you in place for such a time as this. Ishonde la basa. So take your place. Take your place. Take your place. Take a hold of your place. Go to your place. Take your place. Go to the prayer place and take your place. Hallelujah. Oh, let us sing on the lobby. Sunday, la barini, so kind of manaka. Edora second, the banegi, Sunday, dalibite. Is Sunday, la bane consa. Idore came on our shay. Idome nalibito. Idi, I'm a Sunday, libota. Oh, la macedo la risto cana is going out. Going out and going out. It's going out from here. It's going out from here. We dispense places. We dispense those places of prayer in Jesus' name. Into the body of Christ. Into the body of Christ. Into the body of Christ. Like jewels. Like jewels, Lord. They are like jewels, those places. Those places, Isondara. Those places, Isondela. Those places, Isonelata. Coming, rising, Ilabrosta, in the hearts of the people, in the hearts of every Christian, even the backslid. Even the backslid, Lord. Those places, speaking to them, rising up in them, rising up in them, even now, even at this moment, calling them, drawing them into the place of prayer, drawing them, calling them. Oh, la rasendo da libo no shekane meni sekone kamana sekire banota.
Go out there. Alle rezondi le boshendo la libo na shenga dalate. Isonde la bon, isonde la raka. Ishon, I, to, ba, shin, te. Washen ala, washeka. Go, ishon ala, so you are released. Go, ishon ala, se kone maneka. Father, we release, we release every heart that is bound up. You said whatever we bind on earth will be bound, and whatever we release will be released. We release. Father, I'm thinking about Christians. Somehow their heart is bound up. Maybe it's sin or sorrow or depression or a feeling of insignificance or whatever it is, Lord. They're bound. Their heart is bound up. The cares of the world. They're just wrapped up with that. They can't see. They can't see. They can't. They don't understand it because they're so bound up. Lord, we unbind those hearts. We release those hearts today. Those hearts so they can see, so they can be aware, so they can know what they need to do. They can know that the place of prayer is in them. It's in them. It's in them. Hallelujah. Lord, help them today. Lord, we believe that the body of Christ rises in this election. Yes. That the body of Christ rises to it. That the body of Christ comes into unity about it. That the body of Christ, Father, comes to Ila Rostemana and minister light in this election. To bring light with the vote and with their voice in this election. That the redeemed of the Lord say so. In Jesus' name. Oh, le rosenda la brasekina monekare kishonda la banekota. Oh, de branishon de la brenishonga de la benisho kare kumanana se de la banasindo, ila rosekane, ido brenishto kaname nishonde la, isone la visto kanamante. Aha, yes, Lord, I know, I see, I thank you for it. Every place of prayer, every heart of prayer we hold, we thank you for every heart of prayer, Father, little, big, in between. We thank you, Father, for the little children and for Ileroste Kamanasa, the season prayer. We thank you, Father, for every heart that cries out to you. And we thank you, Father, Ishundelarasingush. We believe that every Christian has a heart that cries out to you, that draws upon you, that takes the place of prayer, that takes hold of the place that is in them, and that releases that out into the atmosphere by praying and seeking you. And Father, we just ila roste mani nosta. We lift up those hearts today. We lift up every heart today before you. Stir in those hearts, Lord. Stir in those hearts. Speak in those hearts, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. 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 Oh, le sonde la risonga dalle bosche cone nane core asindo la rasa. Edimano se care kemen e niso tale kemen de brendo. E domenani ne sotile cabane de regisce candana. Oh, let us say, be not afraid. Be not afraid to come. Be not afraid to come and ask for anything. Make your request. Let your request be made known. Let your request be made known. Hallelujah. Be not afraid. Be not afraid. So, Lord, we ask you to bless this nation with great righteousness. From the White House down to my house, Lord. Every house in this nation. Every heart, every home. Lord, we pray for the blessing of righteousness in every heart and every home. We pray that those who are in the dark will come to the light. We pray, Father, that those of us who need to see more light, we will see it. We pray, Father, we pray for the ilarase kumbadasha. Oh, Father. And Father, I pray for Israel today. Your blessings upon them. Your strength upon them. Your protection from every enemy in the name of Jesus. Your ishendelirose konemanashta. From every ilabroste plan of the enemy in their lives, in their nation, to their people, in Jesus' name. Oh, your help, Lord, and your blessing upon them, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, le son de la rasokita, come on, it is son de la bada. Yeah, yes, yes, yes.
that you are moving it along. I thank you, Lord, that you are moving it along. Your plan is moving along. Your agenda is moving along. And you are bringing it to the forefront now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You're bringing it to the forefront. You're bringing it to the forefront. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to read something from Acts 26 really quick as we're wrapping up here. Glory to God. Okay. You want to come? You want to come up here? Wait a minute. There we go. Well, which way is on? Is that on? Okay.
She was talking about the roads to prayer and to the mountain, and I just like, okay, what mountain? And I got mountain of the Lord, but I'm reading from Isaiah 2:2-4, and it says, and it shall come. Matter of fact, when we pray, every prayer, when we I pray, I think about Israel, so because that's what God's heart is. So it says, and it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. And many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in the paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among the nations and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore.
Amen. Amen.
I love that scripture. Thank you. Praise God. Praise God. I want to share this about from Acts 26, just as a blessing to you. And the Lord is speaking to Paul here. Paul is actually giving his testimony, and he's quoting Jesus. And the Lord replied, I am Jesus, the one you are persecuting. Now get to your feet, for I have appeared to you to appoint you as my servant and witness. Tell people that you have seen me and tell them what I will show you in the future. And I will rescue you from both your own people and the Gentiles. Yes, I'm sending you to the Gentiles to open their eyes so they may turn from darkness to light. Isn't that what we want?
Oh, yes.
That people may turn, their eyes to be opened, so they will turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God. Because many people today, they don't think they are, but they're really operating under the power of Satan.
Yes.
And the power of Satan to God. It's Acts 26, 18 is where I am now. Then they will receive forgiveness for their sins. Yeah. See, if they can turn from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, they'll receive. Yes. They'll receive forgiveness for their sins and be given a place among God's people who were set apart by faith in me. Mm. See, when we got saved, we didn't just get forgiveness, but we got a place.
Yes.
We were given not just forgiveness, and I didn't, you know, for many years I didn't know this. We were given not just forgiveness. We were given a place among those, as King James says, or maybe it's the Amplified, who says, who are sanctified by faith in me, talking about Jesus. Mm-hmm. Sanctified by faith in Jesus. If you're born again, you've got a place among the sanctified. You've got a place with God. You've got a place in him, and he has a place in you. And that place in you is a place of prayer. And so every Christian's got it. But we just need to be aware that we have a place, and we are a place.
Amen.
And that we need to operate in our place.
Yes.
You know, if you've missed it, just repent and get back in your place. Because we've all missed it. I remember one time many years ago, my kids were little, and, you know, getting kids to school was always the greatest trauma of my life, I think. And I was not a morning person. I'm like, hurry up, come on, you're going to be late, come on, come on. And I remember one time getting them off to school, and I was mad at them, and I was yelling out, hurry up, get in the car! And I came back to the house, you know, for my prayer time, and I just felt so, you know, condemned. I said, Lord, I just can't pray today. I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm a mess, and I just can't do it. And he said, well, you never come to me in your own righteousness anyway. And I went, oh, that's right. I can't pray. Praise God.
That's right.
It's all about what he's doing.
Yeah.
But it's also all about our cooperation with him in what he's doing.
That's right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that you've given us a place and you've made us a place. We've got a place in you, and you've got a place in us, and we're your place and you're our place. Glory to God. Lord, it's hard to think of such wonderful things as that. Sometimes to even grasp it in our mind, but by faith we believe it. And Lord, that you've got a place in this election, and it's the chief place. It's the major place. It's the head place. We give you the head place. We give you the chief place in this election in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord, to give you the chief place in all things, in all things, in all things. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for this today. I ask your blessings on each one of these dear people. Thank you that they took their time, their energy to drive out here, to participate, to bring their supply. And Lord, I ask you to increase their supply in prayer and in every other way. Increase, Lord, them to climb the heights with you, to walk in the high places every day, to know you in a greater way every minute of every day. Lord, reward them. I ask you to reward them with a great reward and draw them to yourself and keep them from all harm. Keep them safe and protected, Lord. We sprinkle the blood and sprinkle the blood over all of them, Lord, and all their family. What they have lost ones in their family, Lord, those that have gone astray, we just sprinkle the blood and plead the blood and pray for their salvation and deliverance today. That they would see you. They would see the light. They would come out of that darkness and come to the light and come to you. That they would see the glorious gospel in the face of Jesus Christ, the light of the glorious gospel in the face of Jesus today. And Father, I just thank you for all of your goodness. We pray that you bless Miss Ava today with rest and peace. Lord, help her to receive all from you that she needs to. And holding all of our leaders, Lord, and our pastors. Lord, help President Trump today to know and do that which is right in your sight. Strengthen him and his family and all his administration. Show them your path and help them to walk on it. Lord, we pray for our Congress, our senators, our judges, Lord. We ask you to cause them to make good and right decisions. Help them to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with you. Father, help them to know your path and to walk in it. And Father, we believe in this election, according to your word, that you will not permit the godless to rule over us, so that there be no one to ensnare the people. And that we believe, Father, that we will have godly senators, congressmen, judges, representatives, president, cabinet members, workers, government workers, we will have godliness in that. And we thank you for it, and we give you praise for it today, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Does anybody have anything before we go?
Sure.
Okay. Okay. Yes, he always is.
He's here to save. He's here to enlighten.
Yes, amen.
And her name is Elizabeth Brown.
Okay. All right, Scott, does anybody have an unction on that? You got an unction to pray?
Cancer in her.
And since that, everybody's coming up with all kind of other symptoms. So I will pray for that lady because I stayed up last night praying. And she tried every which way to get me not to come this morning. But I still persevered and I'm glad I came. Mm-hmm. So I will pray now.
Okay. Yes.
He can ask anything of you.
Yes, yes, yes.
As long as we're not asking amiss, you will answer us.
Yes.
So I say in the name of Jesus. What is her name again?
Elizabeth Brown.
Elizabeth Brown. Brown.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like Yvonne Martin, you stand.
Yes. Yes.
You stand in Christ Jesus, who is healed. As 1 John 4:17 says, as he is. Not sick, not dead, not wounded. He is healed and ruling. Rule and reign from heaven's standpoint.
Yes.
The name of Jesus is to be praised.
Yes.
And I praise him. I thank him. And I don't care what any doctor says. I am going to stand in faith, believing that every cell is renewed.
Yes.
Every action is.
Yes.
The unity will come into the family and into the neighborhood in our country from the top down.
Yes.
And the Lion of Judah's roar will be heard throughout this land and every connected land in this earth.
Thank you, Lord.
And we will walk in our healing to the
country. Yes.
In these last days, what we should. In Russia,
yes, yes. We take no prisoners
from the enemy.
Yes.
We annihilate you.
Yes.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
I'm identified as a woman. Yes, I am.
Yes,
I am.
Yes,
I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Amen. Let me just say one thing here. Father, we lift up these who are sick. And Father, we ask you to give them strength to stand against it. I ask you, Lord, to help them to take your word in their mouth, even though it seems hard, even though they don't feel like it, and just to speak it out and fight the enemy. I ask you, Lord, to help them. I know it's hard. I know it's not easy. I ask you, Father, to cause them to take a stand.
Yes.
Give them strength to do it.
Yes.
Let it rise up in them, Lord. Let your strength rise up in them.
Yes.
And help them to take a hold of your word.
Yes, Lord.
And to speak out against sickness. In Jesus' name. Lord, we know your power is always present to heal. So wherever they are, right now in this moment, we pray that your healing power will come upon them and strengthen them. And anybody else in this room that knows of somebody sick or sick family or whatever, that your power is present to heal them. And it takes hold and heals them. They are healed in Jesus' name. 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 You may know that about 2 years ago, I got a cancer diagnosis. And it was, the words the doctor uses, it's serious. You know, the doctors always give you a worst case scenario. It was not a far stage. It was only a stage 1B, but the type of cells that it was were aggressive cells, some of them. So they kept saying, it's serious, it's serious, it's serious. But I already knew before, and you know, it's hard to hear anything like that. You don't want to hear that. But I knew that when I went to get the biopsy, I had made up my mind. You know, fear tries to come on you when you, you know, when you think, because of the symptoms that I had, I knew were symptoms of this particular thing. Mm-hmm. I knew they were. And it tries to come on you. You know, it tries to fear. And like Pastor George was talking about, at Billy Burke meeting on Thursday, when he was talking about something that happened to him, you start to think about your own mortality. Mm-hmm. Well, how much longer am I going to live? You know, that sort of thing. And that starts to come into your mind, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I just had to make, and it was, wasn't easy. I made up my mind. I don't care what they tell me as a result of this biopsy. I will not let fear come in here. I will not fear. I will not fear. I will not. I will refuse it no matter, you know, I won't. And it, now, it wasn't easy. I still had to fight it off, you know, because it would try to, I'm not going to let that dominate my life. I'm not going to keep thinking about this and that and the other. And it's not easy, but you can. But it will work if you will continue to say, no. But you have to, you know, because the devil is a persistent cuss, and he will keep trying to bring it to you. Because if he can get you, you know, into fear, he can get you. He can get you. That's right. And you're going to come into agreement with him. And you just, you know, the Lord is able. And then, you know, the Lord gave me a scripture. It wasn't, I was thinking, I wanted a specific healing scripture. Lord, I want you to get, you know, reading all the scriptures every day, you know, listening to the scripture. And I didn't get one of those. But what I got was John 14:27. My peace I leave with you. The peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't let your heart be troubled or afraid. So that's my healing scripture. I mean, I got a list of them, but that's the one that I know. You know, and that's the one you need. That's the one. That's the one you need is the one you know. All of them are good. You can say them all. Confess them all. But the one you need is the one you know is yours.
That's right.
And at first I thought, I missed that. I mean, at first I thought, Lord, you didn't give me a healing scripture. And then I went, that was it. Praise God. So, you know, I know how it can be. It can be hard. And when you feel like it's just, you know, when you feel like it's all going the wrong way, that's hard. And so we just need to, you know, continue to pray for these folks that they're strengthened. I think strength is.
I think that's a good scripture for everybody right now.
Mm-hmm.
Let not our hearts be troubled
with all we're seeing.
Because we're.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this one more scripture talking about redemption.
So
I have.
Get that.
Oh, I've got so many, but I need to hush.
Yeah, but that is.
Jeremiah, It is good. I mean, and I, you know, it's like, okay, Lord, I'm getting it now. Uh-huh. I didn't get it so much at first, but I'm getting it now. You know, you just keep saying it till you get it. You keep doing it till you get it. You keep thinking on it till you get it. Until you get it some more. And then until you get it some more. Until you get it some more. You know? Has the Lord ever given you a weird scripture and you're like, what? What does that have to do with anything? I like this. Jeremiah 50:34. But the one who redeems them, we could say the one who redeems us, is strong. His name is the Lord of Heaven's armies. He is strong. And he's got armies of all kinds that he can send into your situation. Angelic, hailstones, birds, people. I mean, spiritual and natural. He's the Lord of all the armies. And he's strong. And then the next verse says, he will defend them. We can say us. He will defend them and give them rest again in Israel. We can say, he will defend me and give me rest.
Yes, he will.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, it's past time to go. Thank y'all for helping with the prayer.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Thank y'all so much, everybody. And I guess they're still going to see. Yeah. I guess we'll be here again next week. Unless we hear